and welcome to the 40K segment of the Wide World of Wargaming podcast. I am your host, Vincent Morgado. Joining me, chaos aficionado and itinerant chaos player, Alex Gonzalez.
How you guys doing tonight?
And source of all information slash master of whispers, Mr. Michael Schwartz.
Good evening, everyone.
Gentlemen, we have a lot of information and precious little time to do it. Let's jump right in. This is about as much chaos as anyone in this chat has ever seen dumped in one place, isn't it?
It's a lot of
Yeah.
It.
This is a lot of new rules. This is a lot, several new models, including new Havocs. Did I see new Havocs, new Terminators, a new Abaddon, two new vehicles? I mean, is this what Christmas looks like for Chaos players for putting up with straight garbage since the sixth ed Renegades Codex?
It certainly beats out of October, which is like half the model count that was released just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but you know, Chaos players will still find a reason to complain about it.
You would know.
Yeah, you're right.
It's so sad. All these models are gorgeous. The terrain piece is gorgeous, even though it's totally a ripoff from Stargate. But
it hilariously has pretty good rules too.
Yeah, I know.
We're not going to get into the terrain real quick, but this is one of the few pieces of unique terrain that actually looks like you could have an excuse to use it, the Noctolith Crown / Stargate. But that's not why we're here. We have been looking over specifically at Vincent winning the bet with Jeremy that Abaddon is not going to have a 12-inch reroll to hit bubble and a 12-inch reroll to wound bubble. Why don't we just talk about his stats real quick? Everyone's seen it, but we're just going to go over it in his cost and see if we think he's legit. Abaddon the Despoiler, move 6, weapon skill 2, BS 2, strength 5, toughness 5, 8 wounds, 6 attacks, leadership 10, and a 2-up, 3-up?
It's a 2-up, 4-up, and he has half the wounds that he takes.
Does it? And as with all things 40k, that's rounding up, not down.
That's rounding up, not down. So, for example, if you take 5 damage that go through your 4-up anvil, it's going
to
be 3
It
wounds.
Drops to 3. Okay. Exactly. So, Last Cannon still do take a chunk out of him if they get through.
Yes. But, that half the wound thing is a good mechanic.
It's a very good rule. That's, he is 240 points. And I guess, Alex, you had the new information. You had the explanation on, I cannot pronounce this word. Can you do it for me?
I always pronounce this Drak9, but anyone who's read Master of Mankind, I do not want to spoil Master of Mankind for them.
Okay, then let's just talk about his stats. It is +1 strength, so that's effective strength 6, -3 AP, and 3 damage flat. Along with the Talon of Horus, which is strength 10, -4 AP, and D3 damage.
And an important thing to note...
Schwartz is going in.
An important thing to note with Drak9 is whenever you attack with this sword, you roll a dice. On a 2-up, you get that many extra attacks. So say you roll a 5, you get 5 extra attacks, so that would be 11 attacks.
Sure.
But on a 1, you suffer a mortal wound, and you cannot attack that turn. But with a 1 CP reroll, that's like a 96% chance.
So they are never allowing him... Wait, why does he have a reroll? Oh, you mean 1 CP reroll. Okay, I follow you now. So they are never allowing him to get rid of the old demon weapon rule, are they?
No.
This is now following him helpful. Through 4 editions.
But what's helpful is if he wants to, if he's in base contact with, say, an HQ choice or a knight and then some other stuff, he could be like, sweet, Drak9 is going to put 4 attacks of my 6 and then into something, and then I'm going to use 2 attacks and use my talent, So you can get D6 +4.
Are you forced to roll to use Drak9, just to be clear?
Yes, you're forced to
use. So you cannot just use the Talon of Horus.
Well, you could use the Talon of Horus. That would be 6 attacks. You're going to go Drak9 when you want to beef yourself up to
when you
want
to clear hordes.
Exactly.
Drak9 is for hordes. The Talon of Horus is to fight knights.
Basically, yes.
Yeah, because a knight probably will 2-tap him if it gets through.
Well, I mean, with the D3 damage on the Talon of Horus...
Remember, the 4-up invul, he'll be splitting... He'll basically be having however many wounds he takes from the knight, and then from there, having the damage that the knight gives him.
Yeah.
So maybe really what we're saying is three wounds from a knight that get through.
Yeah, about 3 wounds.
Okay. It's, you know, odds are mediocre on a 3-up with 4 attacks, but, you know, this is... Look, he's beef. Like, this is the baddest Chaos dude in existence, and he should reflect that in stats. I am very glad that he still gets worked pretty quickly by Golemon, though, because he should.
I mean, 240 points is very well worth it.
I didn't say it wasn't worth it. I'm just glad he gets worked by a Primark, because he isn't one. Do you hear that, Odontohata?
Yes, fair enough.
But let's talk about what we're all frothing at the mouth over, which is the Soulforge Demon Pack, the Emperor's Children buffs. I mean, this is a lot of stuff all at once, and the Lord Discordant, which is the new giant death machine slash skull thing.
Well, it's more like a dude riding a giant terror scorpion. Let's whatever floats your boat of description.
I'm just going with what I see in my mind, and I see skulls and him killing things and me running away and not enjoying seeing one. But so we're looking at 160 points for 12 wounds at, was it strength and toughness 6?
Strength
with
4.
With a 2 up 5 up?
A 2 up 5 up.
And yeah. He counts as a warp smith, so he can heal himself and friendly demon engines that he's in base contact with.
Right, so clarification on that rule. He has the Warp Smith keyword. However, his abilities doesn't list the heal D3. However, another Warp Smith can heal him. And if he does kill a vehicle in close combat, he can regain D3 wounds. And the he gains back 1 wound every turn. So he can potentially heal himself up to 7 wounds in a single turn. Granted, that's a lot of things happening, so that's going to be very, very rare. But the potential is there.
And that's all. Does that that also doesn't include the stratagem that we saw a few weeks ago, where you can do a mortal wound to a warpsmith to heal 3 wounds to it's a psychic. I think it was a psychic power. One of the new ones.
I think that just means the D3 one goes up to 3 guaranteed.
Still, 3 guaranteed is better than D3.
Oh, absolutely. I shit.
Take a drink.
Okay, give me a second.
I love that he actually does it every time. That's what I love about Schwartz, is he's honest.
Of course.
Why are you getting drunk at these podcasts? Like,
you only say it like 5 times.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So,
but anyway, guys, you were the two who had the combo building. You were combo building on this for all weekend. Please, you know, lead us off. What do we got here?
Well, first of all, can everyone hear me?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
Okay, Discord's telling me that you can't hear me.
Nope, we got you.
Perfect. Well, wonderful. Well, you know, when it comes to the actual loadout of the Lord Discordant, you know, there's a couple different builds you can actually make him in. You can, you know, you can make him the auto, you know, you can give him the auto cannon or the Bale Flamer. You're almost always going to see the auto cannon because it's literally 20 points cheaper to just keep him at 160 points. The Bolt Pistol, Chain Glaive, Mechadendrites, Grenades, those all cut stock. And as with Blade and Limbs in the tail for the Hellstalker, and then the Hellstalker can either be armed with the Technovirus Injector or the Magma Cutter. Now, it's important to note that with the Lord Discordant itself, the only things that degrade are its movement. It starts at movement 12 and goes down to the 9, then 6. And then it also gets additional attacks. It starts with 5, then 4, then 3. So it starts off with 4 attacks, and those can be used on either the Mechadendrites, which, like any other Tech Marine or Warpsmith, each time you attack, you can use 2 additional attacks. So essentially, you go up to 8 attacks with just the strength 4, 1 damage, you know, knife or whatever with the Mechadendrites. But he comes with the Impaler Chainglaive with those 4 attacks as well, which are strength plus 2, so strength 6, AP minus 2, flat 2 damage. And if you charge in that turn or perform a heroic intervention, it actually becomes strength 8 instead of strength 6. You know, that's something that it comes stock with. But then you have these 5 additional attacks for the bladed limbs and tail on the Hellstalker, the mount. And those are going to be strength plus 3, so strength 7, AP minus 2 with a D3 damage. And these are done after the Lord Discordant makes his attacks. And you make the additional number of attacks, which are on the profile. And then if you don't give it the Magma Cutter, if you just keep him with his stock Technovirus Injector, it does say, yeah, it says after the Lord Discordant makes its attacks in close combat, you can then make the attacks with the Hellstalker, and you use a single attack rather than the bonus attacks for this weapon. And in addition to the bladed limbs and tail. Each time a wound roll is made with this weapon and it's successful when targeting a vehicle unit, the unit suffers D3 mortal wounds in addition to any other damage. It's strength 8 or strength plus 4, AP minus 4, and D3 damage. So essentially it does D3 damage if it goes through, then an additional D3 mortal wound on the vehicle.
It's so good. Plus the Aura of Discord. Subtract 1 to hit for attacks for enemy vehicles attacking it within 6 inches and add 1 to hit when it is attacked, add 1 to hit to itself and any demon engines within 6. An interesting note, it's not subtract 1 to hit for shooting or close combat, it's just subtract
1 from to hit. From hit rolls, yeah.
Yeah, so you can... Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that, go on.
Yeah, and that means basically, technically that if it's at 1 inch, you cannot overwatch this thing without a buff.
No, you can always hit.
Overwatch is always unmodified 6.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I thought you... Okay.
But no, you can't minus 3 to something and be like, you can't overwatch.
Yeah. But the idea is, this thing wants to be in close combat, as Alex just showed.
No, really, you think?
Yeah, as Alex showed. But the advantage is, if you're getting up close, say, against a knight, and you just have to be within 6 inches, all of a sudden that knight is hitting you in close combat most of the time on 4s or 5s, depending on the type of knight. The Stellan is hitting on 4s. And the shooting, if it survives, all of a sudden the shooting is negated, is decreased the next round.
Yeah. And it's really great. You know, taking a look at the Lord Discordant, you actually want him to run. He's really good buffing other vehicles that we can definitely get to later. But my favorite part of him is the fact that he has a 2-up, 5-up, and he can basically jump into the face of a knight. You know, he's making that knight gallant who hits on 2s. Hit on 4s or 3s instead, and then hitting any other knights, making them go from hitting on 3s to hitting on 4s with their stomp attacks or their chain glaives. And this is going to be super helpful, especially when you add in the fact that he can hit a knight and do, use Veterans of the Long War on himself. So then suddenly his chain glaive is wounding on 3s against the knight if he makes the charge and not the knight. And the bladed limbs and tails are wounding on 4s. Then the technovirus is wounding on 3s, and you know all of these will do quite a bit of damage to a knight. So, yeah, you have the potential to do a lot of really great damage to a knight. And this is before shooting, before spirit thief. You choose to curse the knight, you know. So, there's a lot there.
Yeah, now, I just want to ask for the alternative list builders, aka Fluffy Bunnies. The Aura of Discord would be a pretty good ability to use to defend, like, a Chaos Vehicle heavy list that was a shooty list, right?
Yeah.
So, if anyone ever ran Predators, or, you know, you see certain Renegades lists...
Nope. I gotta stop you right there, man. You add 1 to hit for Legion Demon Engines that are holding within 6.
My mistake,
6,
I have it reversed.
Or that are within... Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, Defiler...
I keep misreading this ability, because I want it to be good. And it is good, but it's not as good as I want it to be.
It's good, but it's specifically good.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Alex really hit a chord where you want this, and it's close combat demon engine buddies charging headlong into your opponent's lines. I mean, you want this in your opponent's face, turn 1, turn 2, and Alex has some very interesting combos that can get you that model into your opponent's face, turn 1. So, like, we can definitely you can definitely take that away, Alex.
Oh, thank you. So,
guys, you're going to want to run for cover for this one. This combo is pretty gross.
Buckle up. So, when we do take a look at, you know, a lot of the Chaos Space Marine leaks that have been provided to us, you know, a lot of this is a little bit hearsay because we don't really have the codex in our hands yet. And we don't know how many things are going to see points changes. But if we kept points as they are, which it would be a little disappointing for some demon engines, there's a lot to look at here. And one of them is the Lord Discordant or multiple Lord Discordants in Demon Forged packs. And the Demon Forged pack is going to be a specialist detachment where you can make any of your detachment that's a Chaos Space Marine detachment, not a Legion detachment, just a Chaos Space Marine detachment from your army, can be a Soul Forge Pack specialist detachment. And basically the Warp Smith and all demon engines in your arm in that detachment get the keyword Soul Forge Pack. There is a Warlord trait associated to it, and that is going to be, you know, something you can put on the Lord Discordant, and it says add 2 to the move characteristic of friendly Soul Forge Pack demon engines while they're within 6 inches of your Warlord. Now, the Warlord is now 6 inches from himself. So, you know, your Lord Discordant is moving 14 inches, as with, you know, a +2 to move for any other demons nearby, which is great for Mauler Fiends, which is great for Defilers. However, I don't think Defilers are too fast. You know, I think they're, I actually think that they're not too fast at all. They are movement. I'm sorry, what was that?
I was saying maybe the new Venom Crawler.
Well, they're movement 8. I think the Venom Crawler is also 8, so they'll be up to 10. So the Lord Discordant is still going to be able to outrun them. Yeah. Mauler Fiends move 10, so they're going up to 12. So really, the Lord Discordant is actually going to be faster than a lot of other demon engines besides a I can't use my words today. The big flying dragon.
The big flying dragon.
Puff. Yeah, you know, the Puff the Magic Dragon is going to be a lot faster than.
You haven't played Chaos in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. So.
Keep going. Yeah. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Anyways, you know, it will be able to be really helpful for things that are a little slower, like Hellbrew. Or, you know, you might actually see the Chaos, you know, the Chaos Decimator, the Chaos Warjack. You know, that might be helpful. But you can use a stratagem where you use a stratagem at the start of the charge phase. And it's essentially just like what Imperial Knights have for their stratagem to run in charge. You know, you can use the stratagem and models can charge in that turn, even if they had advanced. Now, fortunate that, you know, because it's a stratagem, you can only use this on one unit. But having the extra move on a lot of your units that are soul forged, if you keep that warlord trait, can be very helpful. Now, something else to take in a line is the fact that, as we talked about earlier, the specialist detachment can be used by any Chaos Marine detachment, and it doesn't have to specify a legion. So even armies that might not normally have, say, thematically, a lot of demon engines can then utilize this. Now, we talk, Games Workshop's released quite a bit of info regarding the chapters or the legion traits, so to speak, for a lot of Chaos Space Marine legions and renegades. And the Red Corsairs have a generic legion trait, which is run in charge. Is that right, Michael?
Correct. They have the generic legion trait. Wow, I can't speak English either.
Contagious.
It's contagious. Yes. So the Red Corsairs.
Nurgle has infected the podcast.
Yeah. This trait can allow models to advance and charge the same turn. In addition, if a detachment contains 3 or more units with this trait, the detachment command benefits increases by 1 CP command point. That detachment command benefits also increases by 3 command points if it contains 3 or more units of Chaos Space Marines with this trait. And that's not pertaining to Lord Discordant, but it's a phenomenal Legion trait. Now, we need to confirm if that's going to apply to the Lord because it's a demon engine, but instead of a dreadnought, because the standard rules for, just like Space Marine chapter tactics, it applies to infantry, bikes, and dreadnoughts. So we need to confirm that. But that being said, there's a lot of potential abilities.
Ooh, I really hope that they allow vehicles to have it. Granted, now that you say that out loud, as a resident Necron player, I'm gonna say it's very unlikely that they'll do that. Xeno armies like Tau and Necrons and Eldar have things where their craft world traits, dynasty traits, sept traits, those can transfer over to vehicles. I don't think Chaos and Imperial are a lot more restrictive on what gets, you know, say chapter tactics.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, be that as it may, you can still take this Red Corsair trait, you can still fit in some fast-moving units, and you can combo that with the Lord Discordant and a couple of fast-moving Moth Fiends, and with that specialist attachment, you're essentially recreating the ability army-wide, because especially with the Red Corsairs, you're going to want some infantry units to take advantage of the 3 command point buff that each detachment gives you. Which is actually kind of crazy if you stop and think about it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. I keep thinking you're going to stop and you keep rolling.
Oh, no, yeah, no. I mean, it's thinking about it because Red Corsairs can very easily be running 8 command point battalions. But, like, 2 of those can be packed and use 16 command points plus 3 from your get-go. So you're looking at 21 command points just off 2 battalions. That's neither here nor there. Please, Alex, continue.
Well, do you guys mind if I jump in real quick just with a list, a build question? If the Terminators are a low enough price, presuming they did change, would it not be a terrible idea to run Red Corsair Terminators deep striking in front to kind of, you know, target overwhelm someone while you run Lord Discordance up in their face?
You can't advance a turn day deep strike, though.
No, but you're dropping them essentially to keep someone from deleting your three Lord Discordants.
That's a good point. I mean,
also, they would act as a block for them, because technically they can just pop your Lord Discordants if you don't have anything in front of them. A couple blocks of Terminators right in their face, they can't actually shoot the Discordants at all.
You would be able to shoot them. They're over 12, they're over 10 wounds.
I always forget that rule.
Yeah.
Really, when we talk about a distraction list, like you mentioned, that can be pretty helpful, but in different ways. You can actually make these Demon Engine very big distraction and move them up the table pretty quickly with the Lord Discordant nearby. And if you can have, say, a bunch of cultists or a bunch of Marines in the background holding objectives, and have a few Dark Apostles, that'll be very helpful, because, and our listeners are probably well aware of this now because it's been about a week, but the Prayers to the Dark Gods can then be utilized not necessarily on infantry or anything like that, but just on a unit. So you can say, okay, I'm going to make sure that my, you know, if I say at the top of the turn, I want my Lord Discordant to not die immediately, or I want my Defiler to not die immediately. Well, I'm going to give him the Benediction to Darkness, so enemy units are minus one. He's minus one to hit if you target him, which is great. Or I'm going to be like, I really want that, you know, this or that to have a five. You know, well, you can give the cultists a five up invul. What?
If you're running Red Corsairs, which are famous, I believe, for their Havocs, Warp Sight Plea isn't another terrible one.
Red Corsairs are really not known for anything. I mean, really thematically, they're just chaos. They're renegade space marines.
Odd.
Yeah.
Didn't Huron Blackheart used to have a rule that was especially good with Havocs, I thought.
No, I don't know.
I believe it was... I think I remember you using it, but I'm not positive.
We're not here to talk about fluff.
I think we can go through all the prayers, because really you have 10 of those, and many of those are very beneficial for our audience, and I know
a handful. A lot of them only target the priest, which is a problem.
Okay, but like, still, I mean, we have 10 of them, so we can go over our audience, because I know this only the last 24 hours.
Yeah, it's true, and Alex was kind enough to start with number one, so I guess I'll go ahead and jump in here and try to run through them. Number two is the Litany of Despair. Let's also point to the rules for these things. A Mark of Chaos priest can chant prayers to the dark gods that can chant prayers from the prayers to the dark gods, also knows the appropriate Mark of Chaos prayer on the right. So if you mark any of your priests, they do all get a unique prayer depending on their god. The second one is Litany of Despair. If this prayer is heard, your opponent rolls 2d6, discarding the lowest roll result each time they take a morale test for a unit within 6. I'm not sure that's going to be a lot. You probably don't want your Dark Apostles that far forward. Omen of Potency is the third. If this prayer is heard, add 3 to the priest's attack characteristic. In addition, if this prayer is heard, the melee weapon has an armor penetration characteristic of 4. Again, you probably don't want to be using this because you don't want to be that close. Warp Sight Plea is the one I really like because I am a guy who likes his shooting lists. If a prayer is heard, pick a friendly Legion unit within 6 of the priest. Add 1 to hit rolls made for attacks with this ranged weapon by models in that unit. Number 5, the Soul Terror Portent. If this prayer is heard, pick 1 friendly Legion unit within 6. Add 1 to wound rolls for attacks made with melee weapons by models in that unit. And the last one, which is pretty freaking good, Illusory Supplication. I think this is probably the one you're going to see the most. This and Warp Sight. If this prayer is heard, friendly Legion models have a 5-up invul save while they're within 6 of this priest.
Also Benediction. The first one with the minus one to hit is really good.
True, but that does mean that you're keeping a fairly squishy model up with stuff that you're pretty much writing off.
Well, as Alex pointed out too, since it's the beginning of the battle round, so if you're going second, you can cast that. to keep your Lord Discord alive and not blast it off the table turn one.
No, true, but also remember that there are a new lot of character killing tools for the Imperium out there.
That's a good point.
Especially, actually, you know what is going to be really bad for a Dark Apostles? Calidus is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, these prayers, they're pretty easy to get off, the three up. Any of our listeners who play Age of Sigmar will know that prayers are everywhere and they're always a three up.
Yeah.
However, the good thing is it's not like Daughter Cain ones where a one will actually give mortal wounds to you.
Now this chat's been infected with AOS.
No. We're not going to do that, though. But here's the thing. What's up?
You can actually buff that to two up with if you add the acolytes to the Dark Apostle. Like, he's got his little trainees.
Ooh, they have their own little spell familiars.
Yes.
Well, that's if there's a cultist unit nearby, too, I believe.
No, it's only, per the leaks, it's literally, you can spend extra points. I don't know how many these guys are, but they're not that many. You basically make, they're part of the unit with him, and they just give plus one to prayer, so your prayers are going to be at a two up. And you, understanding they're like 10 or 15 points.
Okay.
That's not,
now here's something.
That's a pretty expensive plus one, but I like it.
I mean,
now, we've been talking a little about how you can use the Lord Discord, and we talked a little bit about the Soulforge Pact attachment, too. Something that really, really stood out to me, and I just love it, is the idea of bringing the Soulforge Pact, maybe having two shooty units like Defilers. I really hope they go down in points, because taking a look, there's no reason to bring a Soul Forge Fiend, a Mauler Fiend, or even a Defiler when the Venom Crawler is anywhere between 18 to 22 points cheaper. So maybe you take two Venom Crawlers that are right behind the Lord Discordant, and then you have something really, really distracting in front of him. And my favorite things to think of that can be really distracting in front of him are either the big engine, the Thomas the Tank Engine on crack, the Corn Lord of Skulls, or hold on,
oh
the
Corn
Lord of Skulls, or the Kaitan. So it's either Choo Choo Kaitan or
it's either Thomas. Kaitan. It's either Thomas the Tank Engine or Special K.
Yeah, or if you want to even go even more nuts, you can have a Greater Brass Scorpion of Corn, because these things are going to be moving so fast near Lord Discordant, and then you can make your a Greater Brass Scorpion of Corn will then be able to have plus two to its move, be able to run and charge. If you give it the prayer first before buffing it up, it's plus one to hit. I'm so sorry, what was that?
And plus one to wound. I was just even thinking about that. You can give it plus one to hit, plus one to wound, and then another plus one with Veterans of the Long Wolf, so plus two to wound. So you can be doing damage on knights on two ups to wound and two ups to hit.
Kind of. You know, when we take a look at, the actual Greater Brass Scorpion of Corn, it is going to be weapon skill, or it's ballistic skill, three weapon skill three. The thing is, it does have Legion. So yes, it will be able to be affected by that. That actually is insane, because then when you take a look at its move, it moves 12 inches. Then it will be moved 14 inches, just like the Lord Discordant. Out of all the demon engines I've been able to pull up, this is the only one that will be able to keep up with, the Lord Discordant. So it is a lot of wounds. You know, it's 20 wounds with a 3-up, 5-up, and it's not quite a knight, despite being way bigger than a knight. But it's got a lot of guns. They're all going to be able to hit on twos. It's got good close combo with its crushing claws that are 6 damage. It'll be able to get into combat. It's hilarious to me.
I mean, realistically, I think I'm more competitive than a ton of Lord Discordants all being buffed up by Veterans of the Long War and buff each other up. But still, a Brass Corp might just be terrifyingly a giant destructive effect.
There isn't anything saying you can't run both the Trio and the Brass Scorpion.
Oh my god.
I mean,
at a certain point, three Lord Discordants and a Greater Brass Scorpion in a Supreme Command detachment. That is two command points because it's Red Corsair rather than one. Seems fun.
Seems legit.
It's literally mechanized scorpions from hell.
I want to run this.
That's
so
a
with
pretty
my
chaos-y
army
list.
I want to run. with my Necron army, I wanted to run that man's army that that individual in Florida ran, where it was three Sereptech heavy constructs and one auxiliary elite's choice that was just a puny little Triox stalker, and just to make it 1,000 points. And it's literally just like all the spin legs. And I was like, man, that's man's game, right? I think that three Discordants and a Discord would be hilarious because there are 160 points. Is that Lord Discordance?
The cheaper version, like we said, is 160. That's the one with the autocannon. Although, frankly, if you're doing this, you're not really the kind of person that does anything cheap, so you probably want to take the Baleflamer.
No, don't ever take the Baleflamer, for good love of God.
No, dude, so three Lord Discordance is 448 points?
Yes.
480, my bad. So it's 480. So it's 480, and then the you know, the greater Brass Scorpion of Khorne, for our listeners, he is you know, he's a little bit of a pretty penny. He's 650, and you know, with the Kaitan being just 410, the Kaitan might be a better choice because the Kaitan also moves 12, has two extra wounds, has a smaller base, so it's a little easier to maneuver, because it's knight based rather than the Brass Scorpion is just. Thing
on the table is the Brass Scorpion base.
Yeah, so being two more wounds, being just as fast, and actually having the ability to not have just the big crushing claws might actually be more helpful because it is cheaper, you know, by substantially 650 to 410. Having the Kaitan be able to either use cleaver or its you know, in the cleaver basically a stomp axe or the slash. You know, just essentially, you would turn the Kaitan into a 22 wound gallon that that has the demon keyword, essentially. You know, its Gatling cannons are okay, heavy 8 shot. You know, it's strength 8, AP 2, 2 damage, 8 shot gun. So that's kind of cool, but really, oh, and you know what? The Kaitan regenerates. The Kaitan regenerates one wound a turn automatically.
Just like the Discordants.
So
We're looking at a real good combo here.
That's a lot of wounds to chew through that are also regenerating. Like, you have... You know what this is?
Sirs, gentlemen, one more thing that I...
Oh, he's not done yet.
Our listeners who went for the Kaitan will probably know this. I think this is the absolute best unit to bring with them instead of the Greater Brass Scorpion because of the fact that it's got its stomp attacks or its slash attacks with its big cleaver. And it's got the Gatling Cannon, which is okay. It can keep up Lord Discordant. And it has the Battle Walker rule. And the Battle Walker rule is just like the Serastus Knights. All the Forge World Knights have this rule too. Make advanced rules of this model. Roll 2d6 to determine the maximum distance that they move. So he's going to be moving 14 plus 2d6. And then he'll be able to use that stratagem to be able to make him run in charge. So he will be in his face round one.
So that's a 22-inch first turn move followed by a 2d6. Sorry, no. That's a, wait for it, you said 14 base?
Yeah, that's a 20. That's essentially a 20-inch move.
Well, remember, add 2 for the Lord Discordant.
Well, that's what he did.
Yeah. Oh, you already added the 2. Okay.
I already did that.
Yeah, so that's technically a 26-inch first turn move. No, you. I'm sorry. The way you've made it sound is that you would take both the D6s. You mean roll 2D6, take the highest for the advance roll.
No. Okay. You know what? You're making me doubt myself.
I just want to clarify for the listeners. It is 2D6, take the highest.
When making advance rolls for this model, roll 2D6 to determine the maximum distance they may move.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that that's probably... Because it doesn't say take both, it only says...
It's combined.
I don't think it is.
I'm going to totally agree with Alex.
Okay.
Does it say you take the highest?
No. That's true, dude, but it is also a Forge World.
Is this Argue with Vince episode again?
No, this is going to be you make another bet and I drink good again.
Oh, okay, because I can tell you right now, all the Serastus Knights, all the Forge World Knights, you know, Imperial...
They all
Forge
advance 2d6.
They can all advance 2d6 when they choose to advance.
Okay, then I'm not going to take that bet.
Okay.
Because I like I like batting 1,000.
And guess when the Kaitan came out? Around the same time all they did.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay. I was erring on the side of not broken, but it appears that I am incorrect.
Oh, I mean, I don't think it's broken. I mean,
well, it's about to be.
Close combat's very defunct in this edition, but I think I found out where my first 1,100 points of my new Chaos Bane army are going into. because it's about 1,100 points.
No, it's like not even 1,000. If you drop down to the Kaitan.
Oh, my bad. I was thinking about if you use that with the Greater Brass.
Yeah.
So that's going to be 480 plus 410. That is going to be 800 points.
Oh, my God.
That Supreme Hand Attachment.
And that's, hang on, that's 58 wounds. With a 2 up. With a 2 up, 5 up. That all regenerate. That all move 12. That all move 14.
You can even throw an Elite's Choice in there if you were a Supreme Command Attachment, just to add in another Demon Engine of your choice.
Or Warp Smiths. Isn't that where Warp Smiths fit?
Well,
this is an HQ.
Really? Yeah, but in a Supreme Command Attachment, you can have up to, I think, 5 HQs, so that is definitely something worth considering.
Well, true, Elite but you can also really easily fit, like, 3 Warp Smiths and 3 cheapo Cultist Squads. And you get a battalion.
Well, I mean, honestly, with the Red Corsairs, you would want to bring in some cheap Chaos Space Marines just to get that extra 3 CP, to be honest.
That's fine, too. I mean, 65 points for a squad is not that bad.
Yeah, especially since now all the squads can the new minigun, which people have been showing, which we in preview, but it's 8 shots, strength 5, minus 1 P, 24-inch range. So you can pack a lot of shooting in those small close combat in those small Space Marines.
I'm gonna say something nobody likes, nobody wants to hear.
What?
This will be an unpopular opinion. This is all trap. This is all trap. Obliterators are going up in points, so you won't really see them in a competitive setting. If it is, and again, we won't truly know until we crack open the book Friday night or Saturday afternoon. But if it's true, and Havocs can only be in a 5-man squad. And they lose the ability to utilize a blade of wounds and basically tell you, hey, you need to take a rhino in order to keep these guys alive. They are not going to be good. They're not going to be competitive, I don't think. At least you won't see them very widely used in a competitive setting because of the fact that don't have blade of wounds. So you might see weapons more common in, say, Chaos Space Marine Squad or Chosen Squads, but you're just not going to see Havocs if they lack the ability to use the Blade of Wounds, unless they're dirt cheap. Like, if a 5-man squad with a champion and 4 chain cannons are 80 points, you'll see it.
Too cheap for that many guns.
But remember, if 3 wounds go in, if 3 wounds are suffered,
that's true.
2 chain cannons are gone.
That's true.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, but there is a specialist attachment that allows you to shoot in the opponent at the end of the opponent's movement phase. So keep that in mind. Yeah.
Remember, these guys are also 24-inch guns.
So true. So like,
but they can move and shoot without a penalty with the new stabilizing talons.
Yes, and they can move and shoot without a penalty. So Havocs may have some play. I do agree with Alec. The fact that it's white information. I was listening to a person who had the book.
Do you know their name today, so we can plug them and thank them?
let's just not get into it. But it appears that there are no additives in him, just FYI. So I think Alex did hit a point. Their survivability is weak. You can them into a specialist attachment, which will allow them to shoot in your opponent's move at the end of your opponent's movement phase, but that's going to be an extra CP for the specialist attachment and an extra CP for the actual strategy. But that might be worth it.
True, yeah, I was going to say, that seems like kind of a low cost for what appears to be Red Corsair's thing, which is, hi, hold all my CP.
I mean, that's the thing. Red Corsairs have an excellent Legion trait. So you can see that seems to play. I do think Alex has really hit a chord with the Supreme Command Attachment with the Kaitan and the 3 Lord of Discord.
Which is
and
just mental.
And that's 890 points. So in a Chaos Soup list, you could totally see people throwing in 1,000 Suns Attachment to 1,000 Suns Attachment to get Aramon and a few Sorcerer Lords or Demon Princes that are also Sorcerers and combine it with Cultist Bomb. combine that with this, you have a lot of moving pieces. What you see with this release is additional tools. I don't think Chaos Space Marines by themselves are going to be totally competitive, but taking detachments combined with Chaos Soup is going to take them to the next level.
It does, however, kind of gets, this does seem to be getting stale to me, because it just looks like more of Hero Hammer, which is what Chaos is playing right now.
I mean, it's really cool looking Hero Hammer.
I know, I'm not trying to decry its the good looks on it. I'm just saying that in terms of adding new and relevant things to the meta, all you're doing is kind of swapping profiles.
Well, here's another big note, too. With all the previews that we've been taking to look at, right, Games Workshop wants to sell their product, and they want to sell their models, right? So they're going to try to plug every unit possible, which makes sense. They're a business. They want to sell models. It's from every standpoint, this makes sense. But we all know, especially all three of us, you know, we've been, and I'm sure our listeners are well aware, the models are usually not presented well with rules, and of course things that are plugged to be really great just sometimes are lackluster. Now this army, from everything we've been able to see and everything we've been able to analyze from our leaks and things that Workshop has already shared about the new Chaos Space book, a lot of legions aren't really going to be utilized as much as we think they are, besides Black Legion and, you know, these renegade factions. When we take units, besides Demon Engine, if they see a points drop, Demon Engine will be really prevalent. If they don't, if they stay the same, you know, Defilers, Mauler, Fiends, things like that, then, you know, that's kind of, you might not see them as much besides, you know, the detachment that we reviewed a little earlier, like a Supreme Command. When you look at the copy-paste Space Marine, Chaos Space Marine units, like Predators, like, I don't know, you name it, Vindicators, Hellbrutes, you're not going to probably see a lot of those, because it really, you know, they're not really that effective. They're really not useful in a Space Marine army or a Chaos
Space Marine
army.
Yeah, if they're not good with Golem, they're not going to be good without him.
Yeah. Now, one big thing that we've been able to take note of is the fact that there was initially a rumor that said that cultists couldn't use Legion traits. But cultists are still going to have the Legion keyword. So it's likely to me that might not be true. And if that's not true, if cultists maintain the Legion keyword, then what you're going to see is you're going to see hyper elite units like that Supreme Command attack we talked about, bunch of Terminators. Terminators are going to be much more useful than Obliterators or anything else, especially with the Bolter Drill. You're going to see Terminators as and maybe some big vehicle units, and then a bunch of cultists just around, and that is going to be probably the most common list you're going to see for purely Chaos Space Marine, unless you ally in Deans or Death Guard or Thousand Suns in separate attachments, because you can have Tide of Traitors work well. You know, Tide of Traitors is still once per game. I'm sure it's going to be maintained at once per game, but having, you know, say an Iron Warriors battalion with three units of 60 cultists, a Chaos Lord with the warlord trait that make things fearless, you know, that's still something that's useful to move around the table, or even give them a dark apostle to help them with, you know, help them out as well. But you're going to see a lot of cheap units, and then you're going to see like that Vanguard detachment with just a buttload of new Terminators, I think.
Yeah. I mean, there's we'll see how full Vigil is, and we hope to have a full review of all different things next week. But there's a lot of possibility with this new book, but Alex is right. I think you're going to see some, the key winners are going to pop off. The other ones that stay the same, don't get the upgrade or don't get the new panache, they're going to remain on the shelf, and then the meta will adjust.
I just wanted to run back real quick and look at some of the stuff we covered before that I tried to mention but wasn't sure on. The Malefic Discipline has a couple really interesting tools that might work well with the list Alex is talking about. Specifically, I do want to ask one question. Do Legion Demon Engines count as Legion Demons? If a Demon Engine with the keyword Legion, would he count as a demon, basically?
No, because he doesn't have the demon. Oh, depends on if he has a demon keyword.
If he has a demon keyword, then he's a demon still.
Okay, So then the Infernal Power is another one that stands out to me. Reroll failed hit and wound rolls of one made by friendly Legion Demon units while they were within six of a Psyker.
Wow. Actually, yeah, and I just confirmed the Demon Engines have the Demon keyword independent of it. So
are
yes,
you guys so
can...
glad that I can contribute in small ways? Yay. That would also apply to their Cursed Earth, would also apply to the invulnerable saves of the Lord's Discordant, bumping them up to a 4-up.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
And then this is the one I wanted to talk to you, Schwartz. I tried to jump in earlier with the repair thing. It isn't actually referring to the Warpsmith repair rules. What it is you deal a mortal wound to any model within 2 inches of the Psyker, and the demon and regen any demon model regens 3 wounds. If it's a demon engine and the model you chose was a Warpsmith, it's automatically 3, and the Warpsmith can still repair.
Wow. Okay. So
you can put 2. You can put 3 plus D3 plus 1 natural repair on a demon engine per turn.
And then you can go get a kill vehicle in close combat for an additional D. Wow. That's clutch. That can like bring something near deft all the way to full health in a single turn.
So I'm glad I went back and looked at this and, you know, mentioned a couple more of these. This is a reason to use that new site, to use some of these new psychers from Shadow Sphere.
That's a good point. That's a good point. We all thought those psychers were underpowered, but now that we realize that key good models that are going to come out of this release as a demon engine, that
and they're not expensive. Wow. Remember, it was like, wasn't the Chaos Sorcerer like 80 points?
He was 85 points for 80 points.
Yeah, if you're at 9, if you still have 1100 after Alex's, you know, 4 Demon Machine Death Ball, you can find 170 for 2 of these guys running whatever combo of psychic powers you want. Especially Cursed Earth.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to take up all these and the plus we spoke about the prayers. The Dark Apostles themselves are fairly inexpensive. So you have a lot of buff characters now that can take these guys and other units that you want to take for a Chaos Space Army, take their killing power up to a notch. It's going to take their survivability up to another notch. It's going to take their regenerative powers, which I guess is survivability, up another notch. That's fantastic.
Alex, you want to weigh in on the psychic powers and how they interact? What do you think about that?
I gotta think about it a little bit more. I am excited to really look in and see, you know, the fact that the Malefic Disciplines in general affects mainly demons is, I mean, obviously it was built that way and they had full intention, especially with that kit, the demon engines and the greater possessed in that, you know, in the Shadow Spear kit, you know, there's a method to the madness here. But I'm just looking at it right now and just thinking, there's a lot to think about. Let's just say.
You know, the other thing is, one way or another, you can make arguments for this applying both ways. Mike, I know you said that previously it does. Demon engines are considered demons. It would not shock me if they playtested some of this and found it to be a little too good, and that this changes when the Legion book drops.
Or they might decide that this is exactly what Chaos...
Right. You could make the argument both ways. But, I mean, we're talking about a lot of sources coming together here, and this is the kind of thing that the community generally breaks before the playtesters do.
Yeah. I mean, we can see. I mean, GW has been very... So if there's anything that is too broken, we'll fix it. But the more we learn, the more pieces combine with the new powers, these new models, you can see coming together and you can see all the combo potential for chaos. Chaos is on the rise, baby.
If you had to pick a name for what a gigantic murder horde of chaos demon engine vehicles, if you had to pick a nickname, what do you have?
Scorpion Nightmare Fuel.
That's not bad. Alex?
I would have a spearhead filled with 3 defilers and 2 discordants.
No. If you had to pick a nickname.
No, there's reason I say this. So,
okay.
3 defilers, 2 Lord Discordants, and I would call it Mess with the crowd, you get the stab.
Nice.
All right, that's pretty good. I was going to say, if you combine Defilers, Lord Discordance, and the Brass and the Scorpion, you could go with Arachnophobia.
Ooh, that is good. That is good.
That is good. I like it.
And on that terrible movie reference from the mid-90s, we are going to check on out. For Vincent, Alex, and Mike checking out, good night.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Winning is not a sometime thing. It's an all-the-time thing. You don't win once in a while, and you don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is a habit.